Now, strike up the band. Time for sports. From the red clay courts of Roland Garros to the hardwood courts of Miami and San Antonio, they're playing for championships this weekend, and Pierre's Tom Goldman joins us. Hi there, Tom. How are you?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And let us begin, if we could, with the French Open, because Serena Williams has just defeated Maria Sharapova in straight sets. Not a lot of suspense.
No. Oh, that's my cue. Sorry. Serena was much better than I was right there. 6-4, 6-4, her second.
She's much better almost all the time, Tom, and I say this with respect, but go ahead. Yes.
Her second French Open title, the first since 2002, so it took her 11 years to master the red clay again, and she mastered language, too, because she gave her victory speech in French, and she did quite well. The tennis, she displayed her usual dominant ground strokes, serves, return of serves. I mean, Maria Sharapova didn't play badly. Williams was just too good. It was her 16th Grand Slam championship. The era of Serena continues.
By the way, I understand in her remarks in French, she said, I'm speaking in French to prevent Tom Goldman from understanding exactly what I'm saying. The men's singles, we have an all-Spanish final between Rafael Nadal and David Ferrer. Long, hard battle.
Yeah, well, Ferrer's a scrappy little guy, and he'll fight hard in his first ever Grand Slam final. But my God, Scott, there are death, taxes, and Nadal winning on clay. He is 58-1 at Roland Garros. He's won 7 singles titles in Paris and trying to become the first player to win 8 championships in any of the Grand Slam tournaments, especially after his epic 5-set win in the semis over Novak Djokovic. It will be shocking if Nadal doesn't win again.
And there's actually a French theme to continue into the NBA finals. Because the San Antonio Spurs against the Miami Heat, the Heat has their marquee trio, but it was a Frenchman, Tony Parker, who was on fire in their first game the other night.
Oh, devastatingly good at dismantling opponents' defenses with his drives to the basket, his drives and kickouts to open three-point shooters, the way he's now developed a deadly outside shot. Considering he's playing the best basketball of his career and he's already won 3 titles, I heard one commentator say he may be the second-best point guard in postseason history after Magic Johnson. Certainly the best French point guard ever.
Yeah. And LeBron James' question presents itself. The other night he scored a lot of points, he hauled in a lot of rebounds, but he was still criticized for being just a little tepid and uninvolved. Now, from the safety of our studio chairs, is that the kind of observation you ever heard about Michael Jordan or Bill Russell in a championship game?
Well, no, it wasn't, but Twitter wasn't around then either. You know, this passive thing with LeBron James, it's complicated, Scott. He trumps Michael Jordan when it comes to passing the ball. It's one of the great parts of LeBron's game. Mm-hmm. When he passes to an open teammate, which is how you're taught to play basketball, that means he's not bullying his way to the basket himself or pulling up for one of those now effortless three-pointers. When the players he passes to score, it's all wonderful, and LeBron gets credit for facilitating. When they don't score, like Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade haven't been consistently, it's a wasted offensive set, and James is said to be passive. He probably passed a few too many times during Game 1 rather than taking shots himself. Still, he had a triple-double. He's still the best player on the planet, although maybe by the end of this series we'll have to amend that to the best player on the planet, excluding France.
They often exclude themselves from the planet, too. Yasiel Puig, biggest name in baseball at the moment, isn't he? He's a man who just defected from Cuba, or defected last year from Cuba. He's played, in 5 games?
Mm-hmm.
And he's burning up the circuit, isn't he, for the LA Dodgers?
10 RBIs, 4 home runs. He's making the summer a little brighter in L.A. You know, they've won 4 out of 5 since calling up Puig from the minors on Monday. That certainly is the right direction for a team that was kind of spinning out of control. He has Dodger fans on the edge of their seats every time he comes to the plate. It's a great story.
And 20 seconds we have left. The Boston Bruins 1-0 victory last night over the Pittsburgh Penguins. The series was 4 games to none. Felt a little closer, though, didn't it?
Yeah, although Pittsburgh, it was a colossal collapse by a star-studded team. They only scored 2 goals in the entire series, and they were the best offensive team coming into the playoffs. But now the Bruins are moving on to the finals, trying to win a second Stanley Cup in 3 years.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Scott.
And you are listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.